Morning, everyone. Before I start, I just had an initial opening verse and just opening the time with prayer. So my opening verse is Joshua 24, verse 29 to 31. It came about after all these things that Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died, being 110 years old. And they buried him in the territory of his inheritance in Temeserah, which is in the hill country of Ephraim, on the north of Mount Gash. Israel served the Lord all the days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders who survived Joshua, and had known all the deeds of the Lord which he had done for Israel. Lord, thank you for the testimony of your people throughout the ages. Thank you of the testimony of Joshua. Lord, thank you that this doesn't need to be the testimony of the past. Lord, thank you that you call each of us to be Joshua's today. Lord, I ask that you just anoint the time, both me and my brother Ryan. Lord, would you fill us with your spirit during this time? In your name, amen. So in case you couldn't tell, I'm going to share about Joshua, not this Joshua. Although, for those who don't know, Joshua's middle name is Joshua, and my first name is Caleb. So my parents had a thing or two going on for that one. But when I was asked to share a couple of months back, the life of Joshua had been on my heart. And what really was in my heart was these final verses of the end of Joshua's life. It's this picture of Joshua was 110, and he had lived a long life. He had, spoilers, three stages of his life, but he was faithful to the Lord for all of them. And as I was kind of thinking and meditating, I thought my title and the focus would be Joshua was faithful to the Lord. But the more I read his story, the more I read what the Lord had done, I realized the Lord was faithful to Joshua. And that's kind of what I want to focus on. And kind of in going through a couple of sections of Joshua's life, there's just some cool lessons that I learned. And I'm hoping this morning to be able to appropriately relay these lessons maybe to you to just be a blessing to the Lord. So, as I kind of said, Joshua's life is kind of broken up into three sections. And the Lord uses Joshua in very different than expected ways in all three sections of his life. So, to kind of put something in the back of your mind, I've broken up into Joshua as a young man, Joshua during the 40 years in the wilderness, and then Joshua when he entered the promised land to capture and conquer. So starting with Joshua in his youth, and I apologize in advance, there's lots of verses and lots of references, but I found that if I read verses and I let the Lord and the living word speak, then I don't need to use my earthly words because the Lord's already done the speaking for me. So we'll start with Exodus 17, verse 8 to 10. I don't know, no one's on. Cool, perfect, I don't have to feel bad. Exodus 17, 8 through 10. Then the Amalekites came and attacked the Israelites out of the Rephidim. And Moses said to Joshua, "Choose us some men and go out and fight Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand." So Joshua did as Moses said to him and fought Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up on top of the hill. I'm sure you all are very familiar with the story, and I'm sure you all remember that it was Moses who had to raise his hands for Joshua to be victorious. And what spoke to me during this time is Joshua is a young man during this time. Joshua he's in theory, I have some ages, he's 20 to 30, although I think the more you look into it, the more no one knows. But he's considered a young man. And during this young man's stage, he doesn't quite have this relationship with the Lord yet. He doesn't quite have this faith yet himself. However, praise God, that Moses had that faith in the Lord. And Joshua, as a young man, could look to Moses and see, I see Moses' faith. And I don't have that faith, but I want that faith. And I'll trust Moses, and I'll trust the Lord. And in trusting the Lord, Joshua was able to have faith as well, which is just such a beautiful thing, and it's such a reminder to us today. Joshua is only Joshua because of Moses. And I know I, for one, want to think of myself as a Joshua, but am I neglecting Joshua? If I'm Moses, am I neglecting sharing the word of the Lord with those younger than me? Am I investing in the next generation? Or am I trying to be Joshua and not think about just investing, I guess is the word. And then kind of going into the next part, and this is the other beauty of it. Exodus 17, 13 to 14. I said I had a lot of verses. So Joshua overcame the Amalekite army with a sword. Then the Lord said to Moses, write this on a scroll as something to be remembered, and make sure that Joshua hears it, because I will completely blot the name of Amalek from under heaven. And here in the same situation, Joshua heard the voice of the Lord through Moses. And it's just such a wonderful picture of here's Joshua, a young man, but he's choosing to listen to Moses. It's two parts here that I've just kind of found is there's the responsibility of Moses, maybe some of the older saints, the saints with experience, with faith of their own. It's our responsibility to show that faith to the next generation. And then as Joshua, as young man, it's our responsibility to listen. And you need both things in order for the Lord to be revealed and the Lord to be glorified. Another lesson from his youth, and this is kind of the coolest. I think it's so cool. Exodus 33, 7, 9, and 11. I'll give you guys a second. Because I'm cheating, I don't have to turn for it. Exodus 33, verse 9, verse 11, verse 7, verse 9, and verse 11. Now Moses used to take a tent and pitch it outside the camp some distance away, calling it the tent of meeting. Anyone inquiring of the Lord would go to the tent of meeting outside the camp. And whenever Moses went out to the tent, all the people rose and stood at the entrances of their tents, watching Moses until he entered the tent. As Moses went to the tent, the pillar of cloud would come down and stay at the entrance while the Lord spoke to Moses. Whenever the people saw the pillar of cloud standing at the entrance of the tent, they all stood and worshiped, each at the entrance of their tent. The Lord would speak to Moses face to face, as one speaks to a friend. Then Moses would return to the camp, but his young aide Joshua, son of Nun, did not leave the tent. I guess the point here is Joshua didn't waste his time as a youth. And it's so easy for me, and it's so easy for each of us, to dwell in our own tents and to look afar and look at the Lord is doing a great work over there, but I'm invested in my own tent. And I care about my own career, my own family, my own future, my own social status, all these things. And it's so easy to get bogged down because there's so many things in our own tent. But praise God that Joshua, a young man, did not leave the tent of the Lord. And it's just a reminder of us and of me and each of every one of us are called to the tent. We all have access, which is a beautiful, wonderful thing. Are we using it? Are we wasting our youth? Am I wasting my youth? But praise God that Joshua was faithful to the Lord, and praise God that God was faithful to Joshua. And then moving on to, I call him a middle-aged man. I call him in his prime. This was when he and Caleb, again, me and Caleb, went to spy out the land. And just kind of some verses here before continuing on. Numbers 14, verse 5 through 9. Numbers 14, 5 through 9. And this is right after 10 of the 12 spies grumbled and they made a false statement, a false report of, though the promised land is dangerous, we can't do it. Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces in the presence of all the assembly of the congregation of the sons of Israel. And Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, of those who had spied out the land, tore their clothes. And they spoke to all their congregation of the sons of Israel, saying, the land which we passed through to spy out is an exceedingly good land. If the Lord delights in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which flows of milk and honey. Only do not rebel against the Lord. Do not fear the people of the land, for they will be our prey. Their protection is gone from them, and the Lord is with us. Do not fear him. You know, when I was reading this, Joshua is roughly in his early 40s. At the time, that's the prime. That's perfect. And when I was a kid, that's how I used to think of Joshua entering the promised land. Joshua was in his prime. Joshua did so many he was a victor over everything he set his heart against, which is beautiful and wonderful. But the Lord didn't use Joshua in his prime to enter the promised land. We all know the story that Israel sinned against the Lord, and because of that, they had to wander the desert for 40 years. And in reading it, I was thinking, Joshua wasted his prime. In man's eyes, in man's thoughts, Joshua wasted his prime. And yet he learned two things. He learned that the Lord delights in us, which is powerful and is so important. And Joshua was not bitter towards the Lord. Joshua was not bitter towards what the Lord had promised them, what the Lord had given him. He was faithful. He continued to hold fast in his faith. Another thing that happened was he experienced a lot of things when the Israelites wandered the desert. To name a few, although there's 40 years worth of stories, Korah's rebellion, the sin of Peor, the bronze serpent, Joshua was there for all of them. He may not have necessarily been mentioned, but he references later in the scripture, and then we know he was alive when they entered the desert, and he was alive when they left the desert, so he was there and he experienced it. And the picture I saw here was, sometimes, and more often than not, the Lord uses our prime to support and benefit others. And I can be so caught up, and each of us can be so caught up in, Lord, this is the prime. I'm fresh. I feel like I have a good relationship with you. Lord, I want to be used. I want to be a vessel for you. And I want to do these great things. And yet the Lord may quietly put in our hearts, have you reached out to your brother or sister? Have you reached out to the saints? Have you not focused on your own prime and your own success and your own good deeds? And have you paused to reach out to those around you? I know I'm guilty of it. I'm sure we are all guilty of it. But the Lord used Joshua's prime to be there for others. And it's such a testimony of Joshua. Again, the testimony of Joshua's faithfulness to the Lord, to not be bitter and to not be disdainful of what the Lord has done, but instead to be faithful and continue serving him these 40 years. Another lesson, Numbers 27, 15 through 18. Numbers 27, 15 through 18. Then Moses spoke to the Lord, saying, may the Lord, the God of the spirits of humanity, anoint a man over the congregation who will go out and come in before them and lead them out and bring them in, so that the congregation of the Lord will not be like sheep that have no shepherd. So the Lord said to Moses, take Joshua the son of Nun, a man in whom is the Spirit, and lay your hands on him. During the peak of Joshua's life, his best years, 40 years of what would have been the best captain, the best military leader, he didn't conquer anything. He didn't do any great deeds. He didn't topple the walls of Jericho. But it says here, a man in whom is the Spirit. Is that our focus? Is that my focus? Is that each of our focus? The prime of life, are we focused on victories? Are we focused on our worldly success? Are we focused on our religious success? Or are we being full of the Spirit? That's what the Lord calls from us. And the blessing and the wonderful thing of it is, if we have 40 years of prime, and we don't conquer anything, we're no one special, but we are full of the Spirit, not a moment is wasted. And it's become my prayer, and I hope it'll be all of our prayers, that are we focused on being full of the Spirit? Are we focused on what the Lord has for us? Are we focused on the Lord using our prime days? And when I say prime days, I mean good days. We're walking with the Lord. We have a good, strong relationship with him. We are protecting ourselves from sin, all these things. Are we using it? Are we taking advantage of it? The Lord gives us prime to support those who are not at their prime. And it's so easy for me to end my night saying, thank you, Lord, that you've blessed me and you've done so many wonderful things for me. And that's it. But the Lord only makes you strong so that you can support those who are weak. And may us all remember that. And may the Lord remind us to be full of His Spirit. And then lastly, or the last section, Joshua in the Promised Land, in quotations, an older man. Basic math, he's at least 80, a little beyond that. And I guess I'll read the verses first. I'll finish it first, and then I'll read the verses, because it's like my favorite passage in all of Scripture. Joshua's an older man. Joshua's past his prime. In man's eyes, he's past his prime. In man's eyes, he must be thinking, man, that's it, you know? Like, I don't have my youthful strength. I don't have my youthful fervor, my youthful energy. And when I say youthful, I don't really mean physically. I mean spiritually. I mean, man, the Lord did wonderful things at the 2022 CFC conference. And that was strong. But now it's 2025, and it's rough. But the Lord meets Joshua. In Joshua chapter 1, verse 1 to 11. Joshua 1, 1 to 11. And I'll read it kind of quickly because it's a long passage, but it's wonderful. Now it came about after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' servant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. So now arise, cross the Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, to the sons of Israel. Every place on which your soul, on which the sole of your footsteps, I have given it to you. Just as I spoke to Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, as far as the great sea towards the setting of the sun will be your territory. No one will be able to oppose you all the days of your life. Just as I have been with Moses, I will be with you. I will not desert you or abandon you. Be strong and courageous, for you shall give this people possession of the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn to it from the left or to the right, so that you may achieve success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it, and then you will make your way prosperous. Then you will achieve success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And as we all know, when the Lord says something, it's because the people hearing it are not thinking it and are not feeling it. And here's Joshua past his prime in his potentially early 80s. And the Lord is encouraging him because Joshua has run out. I believe that Joshua, similarly to Moses, had run out of his physical confidence, had run out of his earthly confidence in himself. Lord, I'm 80. I'm past my prime. I'm past my prime. I can't do it anymore. But the Lord met Joshua and said, you have come to the end of your physical confidence. Now I can fill you with my earthly, with my heavenly confidence. And it's something that we all need to meet. And it's something that we all need to come to. Because we all have our earthly confidence. And I have confidence in the strength of my youth and my success and all these things. But the Lord calls us to run out of our earthly confidence and to be filled with His heavenly confidence. And praise God that Joshua took hold of that and embraced in faith that the Lord would give him the victory all the same. When we let go of our earthly confidence, the Lord has room to fill us with His heavenly confidence and trust in Him. And once we have been emptied of our earthly confidence, the Lord's encouragement to Joshua is the same as our encouragement today. Be strong and courageous. He's won the victory. We don't need to be confident in our earthly selves because the Lord has done the victory and He will fill us with His confidence. Another lesson. I got 7-8 minutes. We got this. Joshua 4, 21 to 24. Joshua 4, 21 to 24. He said to the Israelites, in the future, when your descendants ask their parents, this is when they had crossed over to the Jordan, the Lord had performed the same wonderful miracle that He had when the Israelites exited Egypt, and this is right after that. He said to the Israelites, in the future, when your descendants ask their parents, what do these stones mean? Tell them, Israel crossed the Jordan on dry land. For the Lord your God dried up the Jordan before you until you had crossed over. The Lord your God did to the Jordan as he had done to the Red Sea when he dried it up before us until we had crossed. He did this so that all the peoples of the earth might know that the hand of the Lord is powerful, so that you might always fear the Lord your God. And we see two wonderful things here. Or I see two, and I'm hoping that the Lord will encourage all of us in the same way. The Lord knew to set this, Joshua knew to set the stones as a reminder, which is so beautiful and so wonderful and so, so easy to forget. Have we experienced this crossing of the Jordan, big or small? Has the Lord blessed you? Has the Lord blessed, provided for you, saved you, rescued you, healed you? Has the Lord done something wonderful in life? Have you set the stones up? I know I'm guilty of it. I know I haven't, and many times. I cross over the Jordan, and I'm like, yep, thank you, Lord. This is between you and me, and that's it. But the Lord doesn't do works in our lives for our benefit alone. He does works in our lives to edify the saints, and to edify the youth, and to edify the next generation, and edify the ones older and younger than you. Are we remembering to set these stones as a reminder, or are we taking it for granted? Are we forgetting it? Another thing we see, and it goes back to Joshua past his prime, he must have been pretty nervous. Here's Joshua again, past his prime, preparing to enter the promised land. He needs to cross the Jordan. And the Lord performed the same miracle that he did when the Israelites crossed the Red Sea out of Egypt. And praise God for that. The God who brought the Israelites out of Egypt is the same God who brought them over the Jordan. And in the same way in our lives, going back to the 2021 CFC experience, the God who saved you when you were young, when you were old, the God who blessed you, provided for you, healed you, captured your heart, the God of yesterday is the God of today. And oftentimes, I know in my life, many, many times, the Lord performs the same miracle over and over and over again to remind us constantly, I'm the same. You're 40 years different. You're past your prime. You may not have the same walk you had when you were younger, but I am the same. And the Lord was able to remind Joshua of that. Two more lessons. Almost there. Joshua 6, 16, 18 to 19. And this is when they're conquering Jericho. Joshua 6, 16, 18, and 19. The seventh time around, when the priests sounded the trumpet blast, Joshua commanded the army, shout, for the Lord has given you the city. But keep away from the devoted things, so that you will not bring about your own destruction by taking any of them. Otherwise, you will make the camp of Israel liable to destruction and bring trouble upon it. All the silver and gold and the articles of bronze and iron are sacred to the Lord and must go into his treasury. And we know the story. A certain Israelite did not do that. A certain Israelite took some of the treasure, took some of what I have come to understand is took some of the blessings and hid them in his own tent and kept them for himself and stored up his own riches. And we know what happened. I won't go into the story, but they tried to conquer a city with a couple of men in it, and they lost. And the reminder is this. Have we returned the blessings of the Lord, the love of the Lord, what he has given us, have we returned it to his treasury? And I am the first one to be guilty of it. The Lord blesses me financially, and my first thought is, whew, I'm blessed financially, I can depend on myself now. Or the Lord has blessed me with a free day, whatever. And I'm thinking, you know, thank you for blessing me. I'm going to use it for myself. I'm going to waste it. I'm not going to give that time back to the Lord. The Lord calls us The Lord blesses us. The Lord gives us all these physical things of the world. But he asks that we return them to his treasury. Are we returning them? Are we taking the blessings of the Lord and are we storing them for ourselves? Are we taking the blessing of time, of family, of money, of physical resources? They're blessings from the Lord. They're wonderful things. They're not bad things. But the Lord calls us to return them. And we see a picture of what happens when we take what the Lord has given us and store it for ourselves. We begin to trust in ourselves, trust in our chariots, trust in our horses. You know, we got this. I have physical strength, therefore I'm strong. And the Lord, by the grace of God, is very quick to remind us of, no, you are only strong in what I give you strength in, and the blessings that it gives us are meant to be returned. And as a reminder for each of us today, have we committed the blessings back to him? Have we been blessed? Have we had a great victory? Has the Lord done a wonderful victory in our lives and he's just given us wonderful things, and have we committed them back to the Lord? And may we all do so. And the last reminder, Joshua 24, 14 through 15. Joshua 24, 14 and 15. Now fear the Lord and serve him. And this is when Joshua is on his deathbed, basically. Now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods of your ancestors. Worship beyond the Euphrates River and in Egypt. And serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve. Whether the gods of your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And then going back to verse 31 of Joshua 24. And you don't need to turn to it, it's quick. Israel served the Lord throughout the lifetime of Joshua and of the elders who outlived him and who had experienced everything the Lord had done for Israel. There's a point. There's a point in our lives. There's a purpose. We are not called to live a portion of our lives and then waste the rest. Joshua was faithful to the Lord throughout his whole life, all 110 years of it. He was faithful as a young man. He was faithful in his prime. He was faithful as an old man. As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. And the Lord was faithful to Joshua. We are not called to be faithful to him, to serve him, for no purpose. The Lord has a purpose for his kingdom. The Lord has a purpose for the next generation. The Lord has a purpose for the older generation, for all of us. And Joshua was faithful. And the Lord was faithful to Joshua. And I just want to remind each of us, and just as my prayer back to the Lord, Lord, we need to be faithful. Would we be faithful? Because the Lord will be faithful to us. Lord, thank you for these many, many wonderful pictures and just stories of faith in Joshua. Lord, thank you that this isn't something in the past that can't happen today. Lord, thank you that you are the same God who brought the Israelites out of Egypt. Lord, thank you that you're the same God who allowed the Israelites to cross the Jordan. Thank you that you're the same God who loves us today. Thank you that you love us. Thank you that you call us to be faithful. And Lord, I ask that in each of these situations, Lord, we just commit the wonderful things you've done to us back to you, that we may have faith in you and serve you. Amen.